Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for being here today. It's my pleasure to welcome you all to the Gordie Howe Sports Complex Indoor Training Centre. My name is Darren Gasper, and I'm the CEO of the Saskatchewan Distance Learning Centre, and I'll be your MC for today. I want to acknowledge that we are gathered here today on Treaty 6 territory and the homeland of the Métis. Our SAS DLC campuses reach throughout the treaty lands of Saskatchewan and acknowledges the Cree, Dene, Dakota, Lakota, Soto, and Métis nations who have historically cared for and continue to care for this land. I make this acknowledgement as part of my commitment to continuing to build meaningful relationships that support all student success. I'd also like to start by welcoming some special guests that are with us here today. Our Education Minister responsible for the SAS DLC, the Honourable Jeremy Cockrell. And I know we have two MLAs here today from the Saskatoon area, so David Buckingham and Terry Dennis are both with us here today. So thank you for joining us. In addition to those guests, I'd like to also welcome the athletes that are gathered around us here, the coaches and teachers and staff from the Saskatoon Minor Football, Going Yard Baseball Academy, and our Saskatchewan DLC. Thank you all for being here. At the SAS DLC, one of our core values is focused on increasing opportunities for students through online learning. We believe that supporting students in studying things that interest them and allowing them to explore new opportunities supports students in reaching their graduation and going on to have success well beyond grade 12. Today we are here to announce and celebrate two great new partners that we will be working with to support and continue to increase the options available to students here in Saskatoon and throughout the province. Again, I'd like to send just a personal thank you to both Brian and Jordan from Saskatoon Minor Football and Going Yard. Both have been amazing to deal with and are incredibly focused on students and their student athletes as well. So I want to send some appreciation to both of those folks as well. At this time, though, I'd like to call upon Minister Cockrell to please come and join us.
Thanks, Darren. Thanks for the introduction, and good morning, everyone. It's a real pleasure to be here at Gordie Howe. On behalf of Premier Scott Moe and the Government of Saskatchewan, it's my pleasure to be here today to announce new and exciting partnerships that are going to benefit athletes here in Saskatoon, but also across the province. Today, I'm pleased to announce that the Saskatchewan Distance Learning Centre will be partnering with Saskatoon Minor Football and Going Yard Baseball Academy to create new high school baseball and football skill courses. These new courses will allow students who live anywhere in our province the opportunity to earn high school credits while developing their baseball or football skills, learning more about the importance of nutrition and conditioning, as well as the values of leadership, teamwork, and communication. Today's announcement builds upon the success of our Hockey Skills Academy courses that are currently offered through the DLC. We know that student athletes benefit from being involved in sports far beyond the number of touchdowns or home runs they get. These skills support them in being well-rounded citizens. Involvement in sports also opens up potential opportunities beyond high school for students to explore. And that is why we are proud to be working together with Going Yard and Saskatoon Minor Football to really expand student opportunities for online learning around the province. Through our partnership, students will have access to videos and other resources that support their learning. And what baseball player doesn't want the opportunity to learn from former MLB pitcher Andrew Albers? In addition, SAS DLC is going to support the athletes enrolling in the Going Yard Baseball Academy and the new Saskatoon Institute of Football by offering them the flexibility to learn in person and online to meet their needs. They too will have the ability to earn high school credits while training for the sport that they love from an incredible team of coaches, teachers, and support staff right here in Saskatoon. This is really, when it comes down to it, this is really one of the major benefits of our provincial online learning provider. It gives us the flexibility to work with students and families to ensure that they have the courses that they need to stay on track with their graduation plan. These students will have the options and flexibility available to them with access to more than 120 high school courses available through SAS DLC. And I really want to thank SAS DLC CEO Darren Gasper, as well as Brian Giebert from Saskatoon Minor Football, and Jordan Drager and Andrew Albers with Going Yard Baseball Academy for really your incredible foresight for these opportunities. This is what education in this province is all about. It's about providing better opportunities to students where they are and to provide customized opportunities for them to grow not only academically, but also in all their skills in their lives. So thank you very much for your work, Bowen Yard and Saskatoon Minor Football, and thank you everyone for being here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Cockrell, for those words. I'd like to switch now and recognize Saskatoon Minor Football, who's been a staple in the Saskatoon sporting community for many years. And once again, they're leading the way with the creation of their new football institute. So I'd like to invite Brian Giebert, Executive Director of Saskatoon Minor Football, to tell us more about it.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here. Today marks an exciting new program as Saskatoon Minor Football joins forces with the SAS-DLC and Ignite Athletics to introduce the Institute of Saskatchewan Football. This innovative program will provide students in grade 10 to 12, second semester, a comprehensive experience in both football and academics. Our aim is to set high standards of performance, not only on the field, but in the classroom and the weight room. By utilizing these premier facilities during daytime hours, we ensure our athletes will have the resources necessary for long success. Football holds a significant place in the Saskatchewan culture, and we are committed to cultivating the next generation of champions alongside esteemed teams like the Huskies, Hilltops, and Valkyries here in Saskatoon. The launch of the Institute of Saskatchewan Football represents a significant new program delivered by Saskatoon Minor Football toward advancing our student athletes' excellence. Thank you very much. I'd now like to call on one of our players, Kyron Hoomfan, from Bishop James Mahoney and in our current football Northern Sask Academy, to speak a little bit about this announcement.
Good morning, everybody. This announcement is huge for the football community here in Saskatchewan. It gives us players an opportunity to pursue our football dreams as well as focus on our academics. This will give us players a chance to take their game to the next level, as well as focusing on school. With this program starting in the second semester next year, it will provide us kids an opportunity to keep working on their skills to further themselves from the rest. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Kyron. We're looking forward to working with you and provide those quality learning opportunities for your athletes. The ability to access both in-person and online will offer your athletes the flexibility they need to have success in school and on the field. And I know I speak for all of us here that we're looking forward to getting to cheer you on and your new teams for years to come. We're also incredibly lucky to get to work with Going Yard Baseball Academy. Through their U16, 17, and 18 teams, athletes will have the option to earn credits in baseball while they have access to the incredible coaching staff. They're also supporting us in creating resources for our online students around the province. I would like to welcome Going Yard Baseball Academy coach and former Major League Baseball pitcher Andrew Albers to say a few words.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you again for being here. Here with Going Yard, again, we're really excited about this partnership with the DLC. We think it's going to provide us with a lot of opportunities to create better lives for our student athletes. Here at Going Yard, we're not just about developing better baseball players, but we really care about the education of our athletes as well. By working with the SAS-DLC, as mentioned before, we're going to be able to offer courses that allow our students to get high school credits while attending our academy, helping them free up some time after school and things like that when they already have very busy schedules to help pursue other interests or stay on top of their academics or a variety of different other things. In partnering with the SAS-DLC, we've been able to create a curriculum that isn't just about building better baseball players, but about building better people. As Minister Cockrell already mentioned, there's a lot of life skills that go into the curriculum as well, whether it's nutrition, whether it's conditioning, being better teammates, community involvement, mental wellness, all things like that that are involved in our curriculum. We feel like by many of the outcomes, in this curriculum, by meeting them, we're not only building better baseball players, but better individuals. And we're preparing them for success, not only just in high school here, but in their post-secondary endeavors in the future. We're hoping that by partnering with the DLC and using this tremendous opportunity, will help us meet the needs of each of our individual athletes by offering them different streams that they can go through in order to specify how they want to achieve their graduation goals. With the support of the SASDLC, we're going to be able to offer our athletes more resources and support to promote their academic success, as well as prepare them for success in post-secondary. I'm now going to invite Willis Samer up to say a few words as well about what this opportunity means for them.
Good morning, everyone. I'm excited about the announcement of Going Yard partnering with the SASDLC. As a participant in the Going Yard Academy, my schedule tends to be extremely busy. Any opportunity to try and free up some time is greatly appreciated. By being able to earn high school credits while attending the Going Yard Baseball Academy, that should enable me to free up some more of my time after school in order to pursue other activities, or just make it easier to make sure that I am taking care of my academics. In addition, I think the support offered by Going Yard as well as the SASDLC will help ensure my success in the classroom. I'm looking forward to exploring the different options that will be available to me because of this partnership. I think it will be helpful to all the players involved in the academy. The ability to have different options is going to be important because not everyone will want to do the same thing. Having the support of the DLC will be great to give us a variety of options and resources to help make sure we get everything that we need to not only graduate, but move on to hopefully be prepared to play baseball in college, as well as to succeed in our pursuit of a degree from a college or university.
Thank you, Andrew and Willis, for your kind words. At this time, I'd like to take a moment to really show some appreciation for Brian and Jordan and Andrew as well in their work as partners in this. It's really a blessing when you get the opportunity to work with folks like that who are really focused on the whole student, not only in their specific sport, but in terms of growing them as a person. And so their expectations for kids both on and off the field is one that we truly respect. So we really do appreciate all of the work that they've put into it. At this time as well, this concludes our formal program for today.